That I think is the least I owe you. My name, sir, is Victor Frankenstein.
For days, the stranger Victor Frankenstein has languished in my quarters, racked by fever and delirium. He has been afflicted by many strange nightmares. Glimpses of the past, I think. What horrors the man may have witnessed, I dare not begin to speculate.
Old oak. The fire will
Calm
spread.
Yourself,
Help
sir.
Us
You're not
save
afraid.
Us
you are safe aboard my ship, the Oceanus. I'm Captain Robert Walton, and I'm honored to be your host.
Oh, Captain Walton. Oh. Oh, I'm greatly in your debt. Had your vessel not spied mine, I might have starved or perished in the ice.
Say nothing more, sir. We need never speak of this again.
May I ask, where are we headed?
We are journeying towards the pole. It has long been my intention to discover a northwest passage there, from the Pacific to the Atlantic Oceans.
Then you share my madness. You have drunk also of that intoxicating draught.
I'm afraid I do not altogether glean your meaning.
You shall, sir. In time, you shall. For how long have I been sleeping?
Been unconscious almost 2 weeks.
That long, my God. He'll be lost by now. However shall I find him?
Find whom?
Forgive me. I imagine I'm speaking little sense.
No forgiveness is necessary. Besides, you have often known delirium since you came aboard. You've said many strange things.
You must be curious, I imagine.
It would be a dull fellow who would not be intrigued.
And we are not dull men, are we, Captain? No, we believe ourselves to be born of very different clay. We believe ourselves to be men of the future.
I sense a certain kinship in us, yes.
You have cared for me.
I've done all that I can. It was my most earnest...